Welcome to Shomach Shavah and the Daf Shir Spanso Leunishmas Am Yaakov Shalom Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara in the bottom Daf Pei Alavun Beis brought a Machlekes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. If a lender is holding on to a mashkoin and the mashkoin got lost, Rabbi Elazar says the lender will do a shmua that he's not his fault that the mashkoin got lost and he could still get back his loan. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, the fact that he lost the mashkoin, he lost the right to extract the money of the loan. So the Gemara asks, our Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Elazar. And the Gemara goes ahead to explain how Mishnah does work like Rabbi Elazar. But then the Gemara now in our daf says, if you say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar, so then our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva are arguing. So to say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, that we don't want to say. And explains Rashi, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin of Pevov, that all the stamos belong to Rabbi Akiva. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yudo, Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Vekulu Alibud Rabbi Akiva, they all go based on Rabbi Akiva. So the Stam Mishnah belongs to Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, says the Gemara, to explain our Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, that we cannot do, because then it's going to be that our Stam Mishnah doesn't go like Rabbi Akiva, and it cannot be that a Stam Mishnah is not going to be Rabbi Akiva. And this here is a tremendous chiddush. Because the Gemara did not say clearly that this Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. All the Gemara said is that there's a possibility to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, as we find many places in Shas. We could say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. We could say the Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. All the Gemara tried to say is, maybe our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. Said the Gemara, no, we could explain like Rabbi Elazar. But even to have a tzad, just even to have a hava amina, that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, that's something that we're not going to do. And this is the gedulas hatoyrosh Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is called Kiyadua Divrim Kubolim, Rabbi Akiva is called the Shoyrish Toyrosh Baalpeh. And the Gemara Menachas Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis brings that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemayim, he saw Kadosh Baruch Hu koysher ksorim loyseyos. He was putting the tagim that go above the letters. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, what is this for? Why do you have to add the ksorim on the loyseyos? So told him Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's somebody in a few more generations whose name is Akiva ben Yosef. Shehasid lidroi shal kol kutz vikutz tilim shel halachas. Rabbi Akiva will be dashing every kutzoy, every keser. He got to the highest level of Torah, darshan yevi kutzishul yud. So the Gemara there goes on to say something which is after needs more havana. I'm not going too much right now, but it says that Rabbi Akiva went and he sat down in the end of eight rows in the shir of Rabbi Akiva, and he was not able to understand what Rabbi Akiva was saying. As the Mefarshim point out, Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen speaks about it a lot, that Moshe Rabbeinu belongs to Torah Shebichtav, and Rabbi Akiva is Shoyish Torah Shebaalpeh. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is now really able to understand fully Rabbi Akiva's Torah. And this is what part of what we're saying over here is the stomach of Torah is Rabbi Akiva. And I saw here a Gevaldik Avart. There's a sefer called Avni Zikoron, which was written by Rabbi Alter Azriel Meir Eger from Lublin, a great-great-grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who was the Rebbe in Lublin, who died in the Holocaust. And he says over here on this Rashi, says the Gemara there, Menachos continues and says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oh, so I see Rabbi Akiva, show me his reward. So he showed Rabbi Akiva being tortured to death. So said Moshe Rabbeinu, Zu Torah v'zu schara? That's the reward for Torah, for this big Torah? Omar Lai, so told him HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shtoik, be quiet. Kach Allah b'machshav lefonei. That's what came up in my machshava. What is the answer? What is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu answering Moshe Rabbeinu? So says of Alter Eger, he says the gematria of the words Kach Olo machshava is gematria of the word Stam. And the meaning of it is that Rabbi Akiva doesn't belong to the regular Olam Hazeh. He belongs to Madrego Stumo that you do not reveal here in this world. Because he is the Sherish Tersha Baalpeh. And to explain a little bit more what he says, this fits very much with Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyen that we brought in Maseches Bava Kamma. Regarding the Gemara that says, anybody who's moiser nafsho livre toiro, einu min dvar alocha b'shvoin. Someone who sacrifices life at toiro, you don't mention his name. So says Zip Tzadik Kray in the name of his Rebbe, the pshat is that every time you say a toiro in the name of somebody, that means the toiro is defined as his toiro. It belongs to him. I say, Rabbi Meir said so and so. That means it's the shita of Rabbi Meir. But if I say stam, I don't say a name, that means it's a much higher level of toiro. It's a toiro that belongs to Klal Yisrael. That's why we always pass on halacha like stam. Rabbi Akiva belongs to a much higher level of toiro. The stam of the toiro, without a specific name. So that's what Kishmol tells Moshe Rabbeinu. What you're asking, where Rabbi Akiva is getting punished this way? He doesn't belong to the regular ways of Olam Hazeh. They can come and explain to you the punishment with the understanding of Olam Hazeh. He belongs to a much higher place. Who once mentioned a neighbor of the Vilna Goyen. That's what it means, Kacholo b'machshavo. It came from the Olam HaMachshavo, not Olam HaMaitse. It's a much higher level of Olam. He belongs to the Olam of the stomach. The Olam, which is not a specific, which is a much higher level of Olam. And this is what the Gemara says over here, that we can't even have a Havim, you know, that this Mishnah, our Mishnah, is not a Liba Der Bekiva. And this is very fitting to the day of Lag Boimer, which is the Yilulu of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says on himself that he's the biggest Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. As I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shapira Zitzal, the Ikar Lag Boimer is a celebration of Torah of Rabbi Akiva, the way it was revealed through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Because the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, that is the stumble of the Torah Shabbat. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shove email list to Hotzgo, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.